This is Russ Davis. Join me for Jazz America after the latest news on VOA Music Mix.
Israel and Hamas declare 12-hour ceasefire in Gaza today, and Ebola death confirmed in Nigeria. I'm Bill Michaels, reporting from Washington. Israel and Hamas have agreed to a 12-hour ceasefire in Gaza today. The Israeli army says the truce is to take effect at this hour, but the army says it will still look for and destroy tunnels militants use to smuggle weapons into Gaza. A Hamas official says the militant group will also stop fighting for the 12-hour period. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says Israeli media reports saying the cabinet has rejected plans for a 7-day ceasefire are wrong. Kerry says no formal proposal for a truce has been presented and that Israel wants changes in some of the language that would be used. Kerry said Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is committed to working towards a ceasefire. Nigerian officials say a man who died Friday tested positive for the dreaded Ebola virus. Nigeria becomes the fourth West African country to confirm the presence of Ebola, which has killed hundreds of people this year in Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia. Nigeria's health minister said the 40-year-old man became sick after arriving on a flight from Monrovia, Liberia, on Tuesday. He said the patient was quickly taken to a hospital and isolated after displaying Ebola-like symptoms.
He presented with fever, vomiting, and diarrhea on arrival at the airport. The Port Health Division of the Federal Ministry of Health quickly isolated the passenger and transported him straight to the hospital, avoiding contact with the general public. The patient was subjected to thorough medical evaluation.
The minister said blood samples sent to various laboratories confirmed the patient had the virus. French President François Hollande says no survivors have been found in the wreckage of an Air Algier plane that crashed in Mali Thursday with 118 people on board. A French defense ministry official said a team of 100 French soldiers arrived at the crash site early Friday and started the first investigations. The soldiers are part of a unit deployed to Mali last year to help the country fight Al-Qaeda-linked militants. President Hollande said a black box from the aircraft has been recovered and investigation is ongoing. The reason for the crash has not been established, but French officials suspect poor weather is responsible. Officials say a powerful sandstorm struck the region around the time of the crash. The Pentagon says it has information that a transfer of Russian arms to Ukrainian separatists is imminent. Pentagon spokesman Steve Warren made the statement Friday, saying officials believe the transfer will involve heavier caliber, more capable artillery systems than those used previously. The U.S. for weeks has said Russia is supplying the separatists with arms and equipment. Warren said the U.S. has seen the systems moving closer to the border of Ukraine. He said the transfer could be made within hours, although the Pentagon does not have an exact timeline. Top Obama administration officials say the United States is considering a pilot program which would involve screening some youths in Honduras to see if they qualify for refugee status in the United States. Officials say the youngsters could be interviewed before they make the dangerous journey to the U.S. border, as tens of thousands of children from Central America have done already this year. VOA's Cindy Sain has the story from Capitol Hill.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest said President Barack Obama was considering possible options after talks at the White House Friday with the presidents of Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador.
This pilot program is aimed squarely at deterring those individuals who may be contemplating a trip from Central America to the southwest border with the U.S.
Earnest said no decisions have been made. He said the program would be limited, but could be expanded to include other Central American countries. Cindy Sain, VOA News, on Capitol Hill.
And for more on these stories, you can always visit our website at voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Bill Michaels, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is Russ Davis, and I welcome you to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA Music Mix. There's a lot to cover on this edition of the program as we take you backstage at the Montreal Jazz Festival to talk to the great Monty Alexander, and we'll remember the late, great bassist Charlie Hayden, NEA Jazz Master. We do want to celebrate the great Monty Alexander, the terrific keyboardist, composer, band leader from Kingston, Jamaica, by way of Harlem, New York City, and we'll do just that. But we also want to remember the passing of one of the great bassist, composers, band leaders, and musical visionaries for almost seven decades. He died at the age of 76, just mere days ago, Charlie Hayden. We'll tell you more about his life and times, and those that he worked with, and the people that he touched. Let's begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America with one of his solo works. Now, Charlie Hayden has worked with everyone from Ornette Coleman to Keith Jarrett on his most recent release, Pat Metheny, and any number of other musicians, but it was with his own bands, the Liberation Music Orchestra, his large ensemble, and his small group, Quartet West, that he made his name as a solo artist. Let's enjoy some of his Quartet West work right now with Alan Broadbent on piano, Ernie Watts on saxophone, and Lawrence Marable on the drums. From the 1992 release, Haunted Heart, here's a great example of that romantic, warm sound of the music of bassist Charlie Hayden. From that album, here's Hello, My Lovely, as we remember Charlie Hayden, dead at the age of 76, and begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America with his music.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Just a perfect example of what Monty Alexander is all about, blending straight-ahead swing and jazz with the music and rhythm of his heritage, Jamaica, and that reggae rhythm. Hope you enjoyed the song Think Twice. Monty Alexander's Ivory and Steel, that's the name of the band that he put together in the 1990s from the album Jamboree. This is Russ Davis, and it was a great pleasure to be in Montreal this year, as always, and have conversation with a number of artists, among them the great pianist Monty Alexander. I'll share some of that conversation with you now and more of his music here on VOA's Jazz America. Russ Davis here in the Media Center at the Montreal Jazz Festival, and it is my great pleasure to welcome the great Monty Alexander to my program. So good to see you, sir, and I hope you have a wonderful time tonight here in Montreal.
Thank you very much. I'm loving it right now. We're having a great time.
Well, the first time I ever went to Jamaica years ago, I was invited to go on the air with a DJ on JBC North Coast in Ocho Rios. And before we went on the air, he said, we're going to be bringing on the liveification and nicing up things in the area. Now, I don't know if we achieved that, but you, sir, happy birthday to you, 70th birthday. You've been nicing up things in the area for a number of years now.
Well, may I tell you something? Part of my whole philosophy is to try and nice up things better than before. Yeah, but seriously speaking, nicing up is what I like to try to make things. Yes, sir.
I'd never heard the term liveification, but it sure it definitely made sense to me, and I think that you've been doing some of that as well over the years, sir.
Well, thank you so much. Look, all I know is it's just a great ride to make music and to put a smile on anyone's face, especially my own.
Especially thinking in terms of all the decades now, let's be honest, you and I are from the same generation. Okay, I want you to look back just a little bit. I think in June, I think maybe the 6th of June is your birthday.
That's right. That's
I think
right.
I remember seeing that somewhere. 70 years ago you were born and have been very active since the very first years of your life, just, you know, playing music from a very early age, which I think is important for people. If they're going to be very serious about it, they're lucky if they take it on early in their years, don't you think?
Absolutely. It's not the only way that someone can grow into music, because there are people who have late starts and find their way, you know. Mm-hmm. But when you find a piano that finds you mm-hmm. in your living room at mm-hmm. and you're 3-4 years old, and you became delighted by just sitting there plunking on those notes, those keys, which is what happens with me. Mm-hmm. A piano is this big bowl of candy, if you like candies, you know. And the fact that I am sitting there and there's these 88 different notes, and you can make the soft note, the loud note, the low note, the high note, the middle note, and tell a story and just go for an adventure. And the legacy that was left before people like me came along is such a rich one to try to be a part of that mm-hmm. and take it wherever mm-hmm. in your way of doing it. It's a very honorable thing. Mm-hmm. And I feel privileged to have been assigned, I call it a responsibility, mm-hmm. to do it in the street way of saying it, do it as good as possible. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying. Monty Alexander and his Harlem Kingston Express live with another example of blending straight-ahead jazz with Jamaican rhythm, Freddie Freeloader Rhythm, the name of the song. And here's another of his countrymen, guitarist Ernest Ranglin with the song Ranglin Roots on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. More of that blending of the island rhythm of Jamaica and straight-ahead jazz with the music of Monty Alexander coming up here on VOA's Jazz America. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address, jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. Jazz America @voanews.com. And I have a message I've received from Vinu G. Valentine of Coimbatore, Tamil Nadu, South India, who heard our 4th of July 15th anniversary shows. Yes, Jazz America, now 15 years old, and he sent me this message. Hi, Mr. Russ Davis. The 15th anniversary shows were simply fantastic. It was like vintage wine flowing from your transmitters. Like you, I too salute Mr. Willis Conover. kindly make VOA programs mobile phone tablet downloadable as much as possible. My regards and best wishes to you and everyone there at the studios. Well, thank you, Vinu. And as far as listening to Jazz America on mobile phone or tablet, you can listen to it as I post it on my own personal modern jazz radio website, Moja Radio. And there it's available all week long for your listening on any device. So just go to the Moja Radio website, MOJARADIO.com, MojaRadio.com, and you'll see the VOA logo. Click on that and you'll be able to hear the program anytime you like. Well, now I want to play some music that features Charlie Hayden, the influential and now deceased bassist who died at 76. And he left an incredible musical legacy. He began his work as a country music artist because he was born in the center of the United States in the state of Iowa, and much like Gary Burton, began his musical explorations playing country music. Well, he switched to jazz, thank goodness, and we are all blessed because of that. Some of his earliest work was with the great Ornette Coleman, and in 1959, they released an album, or recorded an album, released in 1960, that became the beginning of a trend, a new genre of jazz that became known as free jazz. The album, Change of the Century, and with Ornette Coleman on sax, Don Cherry on trumpet, Billy Higgins on drums, and Charlie Hayden on bass. Songs like this one, Ramblin', became a revolution in jazz. Here it is right now on VOA's Jazz America. We'll call this set of music here on VOA's Jazz America a tale of two bassists. Happy 62nd birthday on the 30th of June to Stanley Clark. You just heard from his 1974 debut solo effort simply titled Stanley Clark, and a great electric shuffle called Lopsy Lou, one of his most famous compositions, with Jan Hammer on synthesizers, Tony Williams on drums, and Bill Connors, his former bandmate in Return to Forever with Chick Corea and Lenny White on the guitar. guitar, and preceding that, the great Charlie Hayden with Ornette Coleman. Let's return now to Montreal and Quebec in Canada, where the great pianist from Jamaica, Monty Alexander, was just about to perform with his Harlem Kingston Express. Now, that is not a flippant title for his band and his releases. Let's get the word from Mr. Monty Alexander on that, then hear some of their wonderful live music right here on VOA's Jazz America. Oftentimes I ask an artist, what is your intent with a project or with whatever? And I think that Harlem Kingston Express says more than just a couple of words. It means a lot. There's depth there and there's intention as well. Expound upon that, if you will, sir.
I created just by happenstance, you know, woke up one morning because I desired to be able to make music that reflected my origins, where I came from, what I heard in music and rhythm, and also my deep love for the greatness of the masters such as Duke Ellington and all this incredible thing called jazz that I heard when I in my late teens and early 20s, the musicians I was honored to be a part of their musical moments, Ray Brown, Milt Jackson. I played with Dizzy, I played with Sonny Rollins. These are the kings, the royal guys. They allowed me into their chambers, you know what I mean?
Yes.
But I still couldn't let go of my rhythm and my roots from Yard. I couldn't let go, and I wanted to be able to bring that. And if I was going to do that, I needed to have musicians help me to do that who are of that origin. And indeed, I just kind of stuck my neck out and I said, yeah, I'm going to have a band that instead of employing trumpet players and tenor saxophone players, which I love, 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 I want rhythm, brother, because rhythm is the core. And I had the idea of playing in the classic jazz tradition when the music is, as we say, swinging.
Yeah.
And the idea of marrying it in a way that I could to my origins with rhythm in Jamaica. So what it is basically I've created a situation where at will, on a moment's notice, the turning of a dime, I can take the music to a Jamaican experience or to a Harlem experience. And I say Harlem as a phrase because indeed I was playing in Minton's Playhouse in the 60s.
Yeah.
And Harlem means a lot to me. Mm. It's not the center, but it was a center. And that's where I had been. So I ended up with this phrase, because express is like a train that goes from Kingston to Harlem and anywhere in between. It might stop in Moscow. It don't matter. Montreal.
We'll be right back.
Recorded live at one of his favorite places to play in New York City, the Jazz at Lincoln Center Club called Dizzy's, that is the Harlem Kingston Express led by Monty Alexander, blending that Jamaican rhythm with straight-ahead jazz on the song Regulator, Reggae Later, from the Harlem Kingston Express, Volume 2, their latest release. And you heard him mention the effect of Duke Ellington upon him. Well, let's listen to some of the Duke. Recorded live in Paris in 1958 at the Alhambra. Here is Newport Up. Duke Ellington on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. Red Hot Duke Ellington recorded live in Paris in 1958. More red hot rhythm and jazz from Monty Alexander coming up next hour. Join me, won't you?